takes us for a real intellectual ride in this one. Pretty amazing. All right, so we left with the definition to define what the last part of Teisvus is, right? Mm-hmm. That what's the difference with this idea of Svara? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you guys want to say?
So...
Yeah, go ahead. I was trying to take it out of the realm of philosophy. Okay? So what I wanted to say was like this. That ordinarily you have a schaivus of a kinyan. So the maisa kinyan is a machayev. And it creates a chalos. Now you can suspend the chalos with a mechanism. Right? The Torah adds that you can suspend the chalos with a mechanism. What Taisus is saying over here is that that's not the way it works by Havar. It's not that there's a Schaivus of Piron, and now you're suspending the Piron with a Tanai. You're suspending the Piron with a Tanai. That's not the way it works. It's not the Maisa that's Machayev you. It's not the Maisa HaKinyan of Halva that's Machayev you. It's the transference of the Mominus that's Machayev you. In other words, when Taisvis says it's a Svara, what he means is that it's not the Maisa HaKinyan that's the Machayev, so that you should have a suspension of that Eschivus. The Eschivus is the transference of Mammon and justice, which demands that you repay. So therefore, there's no Maisa here. So there's no Maisa and there's no suspension. There is just Gemiras Das. So if my Gemiras Das is that if you work for me on Mocho, it has nothing to do with Tanai. See, Tanai is a system where you have a Chalos, where you have a Maisa, and the Maisa is an essential Maisa, which creates an automatic halos, and now you have to suspend the halos, so you need a mechanism of suspension, and the mechanism has to qualify. What Taisus is saying is, by Alvar, that's not the case. It's a svara. It means it's not that the Torah said that in Alvar, the Maisa creates, there is a Maisa Alvar that automatically creates a halos. And now you have to suspend it through a mechanism and qualify the mechanism. The whole of Schaivus is because of a transference of money and the demands you pay me back. So there's no Maisa altogether. There's no technical Maisa over here. That's what he means by Svara. There's no technical Maisa over here that would lend itself to a technical mechanism that suspends the Chalos. It's Svara. There was a transference of value, and you have to transfer it back to me. It's not the Maisa. So therefore, there is no Tanai. There's no Tanai here altogether. It's all Gemiras Das.
I understand what that means. The transference of money.
It's not the technical Maisa Halvar that's Machayev me. It's the transference that's done through the Maisa. It's not a Maisa where you say that Osi Tnai Mavatl Maisa, Osi Dibur Mavatl Maisa. That's where you get involved in the whole institution of Tnai. You see? But over here, it is simply a Schaivus based upon justice. It has nothing, it's not a technical structure of a maisa that's machayev me. It's svara. So therefore, it's all gemiras das. There is nothing to qualify. There's no maisa that automatically leads to a chalos that now I have to suspend this chalos through a technical system of tnai. It is the logic of the transference of the goods that's machayev. So it's not a it's not a maisa. So there's no room here for maisa and tnai. It's all gemiras das. What I'm saying is that Tesis is going back, in essence, to the very first kasha that he asked. The very first kasha that he asked was, how could you say over here that she's Mekudeshes, but you need a Tanai Kofel? And he's saying, if my Tanai is not valid, so I have no Gemiras Das on Kedushin, so how could she be Mekudeshes? So Tesfis answers no, because there's a double structure here. There's a structure of Maisa, which has a Chalos naturally ensuing. And then there's a structure of Tanai, which suspends the Chalos. So it's not so simple. Now to suspend the Chalos, you need a qualified system. So Tesis is going back now and he's saying that that kind of a system makes sense where you have something that's introduced technically by the Torah like the Zikin. But where the thing is merely a svara, that because I gave you X amount of money, you owe me back the money, it's not because of the maisa, it's the transference that's machayev. And the transference doesn't have any tzuras on maisa, which lends itself to a technical structure of a tzuras on maisa, which is going to have an automatic chalos, and then you're going to suspend the whole system with a technical tanai. You like it?
I like it.
Okay, good. It means that the machayev is not a technical maisa.
What does it do with the Torah?
That's what it means. The Torah didn't create a maisa. That's machayev. It's a svara. It's the transference. I mean, don't press the lashon. I mean, that's what he said.
Yeah. Let's say by Nazir.
The maisa of transference. It's the fact that the value went from one person to another. I gave you from my property.
So you gave it to me, and now I'm machayev to repay you.
That's correct.
So why is that not a technical maisa?
Because the reason why you have to repay me is because I gave you something of mine. Not the act of giving, but the giving itself, the transference of value itself, is what is machayev. There's a difference between the maisa being machayev, a technical maisa.
Right.
And a difference between the transference of value, which justice demands that you return to me. Zikin. Is it my chayef, my mamon?
It's based on the justice of buying tachasayin, no?
Yeah, you could do that. See, now, this type of question, you could do that with kol tara kula.
That's my question.
But you can't.
So, well,
so that's,
why
that's
not?
What Tesis is being machalic. That's, that in certain things you could do it. Where it's simple and it's the Yischaivus is simply a matter of transference of value. And in other things, the Torah has to come in and set up a technical system. That's what Tesis is saying.
No. Well, I'm asking
two types of Machaivus.
No, right.
The Torah used one system here and one system there. I don't even care if you give me an answer to that. What Tesis' schilik is the system. Tesis holds that there's a svara to say the Torah was machalic between these two systems. You want to argue with that, you can argue with that. But I'm just telling you what Tesis is. I'm explaining what Tesis is saying.
Right.
You can argue all you want. You can go to court and argue.
No,
but it's a lawyer's argument. I'm explaining the specific definition of what Tesis is saying.
Right. So I'm just asking.
The formulation of Avol lends itself to this type of a formulation.
But maybe it is the
Maaseh Mechayev. But Tosfos holds it's not, and that's why he answers the question.
How does he prove it's not?
Because he holds the Svara that.
Just because
Tosfos is showing you there are two methods, and the Torah uses one method in one instance, and for a good reason, and another method in another instance, and for a very good reason. You don't like the reasons. You can argue all you want, but that's not the way the Torah saw fit to do it.
I'm asking.
Jesus is not saying because it's a svara, that's why it naturally has to follow. Tosfos is telling you the way it's formulated, and he's saying it makes sense also. He's not saying that I could show you from this idea that the Torah has to formulate things this way. That's going into the why of the question. Tosfos is sticking with the what, because our method is not to go into whys.
Right.
We don't go and say that the Torah, it's just to say the Torah had to formulate it this way. We don't know. Only God knows. We don't know. We don't have that kind of knowledge. But we can say that we see a difference. We see a difference in formulation, and there is something that lends itself to that difference. That's what we could do. You can't argue that's not arguing with methodology. Now you're arguing philosophical.
Svara.
Svara, it's like Marx said. Svara, today, Svara tomorrow, but the Torah has been mechayev.
Right.
So that idea of Svara, some justice somehow, is pure philosophy.
Right.
So that's wrong, not right.
Right. Okay, good. No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. So
that's what I'm saying, that Tosfos is not going into philosophy.
Okay.
I'm taking the Tosfos out of your philosophy.
Right.
And I'm showing you that Tosfos is explaining a formulation. Tosfos is explaining a formulation. The formulation is that the Torah formulates in two ways, two systems. One system is a technical Maaseh, which has results and needs a mechanism of suspension, and the other system is pure Gemiras Das. And the pure Gemiras Das system works most readily when it's something that makes sense, and the Mechayev is the transference of the goods rather than the Maaseh. That's what Tosfos is saying. It's the did by a Maaseh, which the Torah has created. That's what it means by Tzibbutz.
I guess it's borrowing.
There's the act, and there's the fact that the goods were transferred.
Right.
So there's two different things there.
So there's no significance to the act of the transference, you say?
Other than that the action acts as a vehicle of transference.
Yeah, but it's the result. That's
right. But it's not the action per se. There's two ideas in an act of transference. One is it's a vehicle of the transference of the chefza. It's
right.
A function of the chefza. And the other is that it's something in its own right. And Tosfos says, by Avor, it's not something in its own right. It's just a vehicle of the transference. So everything is totally in the Gemiras Das of the transference.
So you're saying that if it's Ksuvah B'Torah, the Torah...
Tosfos said originally, his original question was,
right.
Where is the Gemiras Das?
So since there's no formal like Maaseh, why can't I charge it?
Because the Torah says it can't. There is a Maaseh. There is a transference of goods, and in the transference of goods, the Torah recognizes the halacha of transference, otherwise it wouldn't be chayav. And on that transference, you can't charge ribbis. What does it have to do with ribbis?
It's not on the mice.
It's not on the technical, it has nothing to do with whether it's structured technically or whether it's structured in terms of transference. You're not allowed to charge ribbis on the transference.
Mm-hmm. So the answer is...
This is not a system of Tnai and Maaseh.
So how does Tnai work? How's the chal then?
What do you mean? Because Gemiras Das.
So when the guy said,
it's Gemiras Das. There's only das here. That's what he's saying.
Uh-huh, like you wouldn't need tonight couples kind of thing.
No.
Right. Not this, it's not the mechanism of tonight.
Right. Meshabdi, mm-hmm. So then you're getting involved with Maisar Kinyan. Of course, that's a separate system. Now you're telling me that's Torah from Meshabdi, so it's Kiksuv Bishnar. So now it's the technical structure. That's what they're saying.
I think
this first approach.
Your explanation
means that the Torah endowed the Maisa with a power.
Right. I guess right. But you think Tosfos just needs
to this definition because of the problem.
Of this problem here?
Yes.
You think that's why he's saying this by elbow?
Yes.
Lakasha?
Yeah.
Okay. Lakasha, the Indian Zikian, the Erefin, maybe. Name Mashlo Yuchol and Paul, the Masnu Mashkas of the Torah.
Right.
V'chiti mahachanami v'atanam b'chovel kars tusi v'shaver kadi amunas leftor pater.
Right. So how is it possible to say that what that krak is susi v'pater?
Right. Masnash kos tovumama, which the shita holds.
What is this tanai? What is this tanai over there? Where's the tonight?
The mice.
What?
The mice.
The mice or what mice?
Oh, the Hashruman. It's five. It's the payback.
So what's the tonight? And I just want to get things clear. Because I think we're not going to understand the stasis unless we know exactly what we're talking about.
Okay.
So, what is the mice and what is the tonight?
Right.
The mice is the nezik,
right,
which has consequences, and the tnai is going to suspend the consequences.
Tashlum,
right?
What?
Tashlum.
The right, the consequences.
Right.
Of the chi of tashlum.
Right.
So what is he saying to him? He's saying that minus sinas rishus. Should exempt you from the chalos eschaivus of nezikin. So he's suspending the chalos eschaivus of nezikin by what? By nesinas rishus.
Mm-hmm. He, you mean the baal is the one making the tanai though?
Yeah.
Even though the mazik is the one doing the maisa.
Fine.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, it has to be that way.
I know, so it's interesting, not like he's...
The Mazik isn't in a position
Mazik
to make
Manasta
any...
Mazik
of
Manasta
is to make any tonight.
I guess you could try that tonight.
Tonight is that minus sinas rishus should suspend the chalosis chayvus of nezikin that results from your maisa mazik. Right? I just want to clarify what we're talking about. Okay. I think it's important because otherwise you can't really put it into a correct format.
Just one second.
Krak susi, shvar kati v'pater.
You double that.
What?
Are you kafu that? You double that the other way. Let me get
what's
some.
That?
How do you double
can
it?
Can I kafu?
And if you're chai.
In this case?
Yeah, there's no way to formulate it. It's not normal tonight. It's not regular tonight.
If I don't give you rishus, if I didn't give you rishus, you'd be chayav. I mean, I don't know. Tnai kafel is tricky. Sometimes
it's not regular.
Not every case has to be a tnai kafel. It's not right. So simple.
No. See, it's not the
water again. I see you like this word.
Yes. V'chi v'tiritz harav v'elchanan da hasam nami im hayomer Kara Vishava Almanashi Li Alacha Din Nezek Havikashikamasa Masakas Batora Ava Limcha Yacho Vachinacha Gavishik Sisvona Dafka Kish Amramanashi In Lach Lechalai Din Shirk Sisvona
Din Shirk Sisvona. Gotta emphasize that word.
Din Shirk Sisvona Havi Masakas Batora Ava Manashi Tiftari Tiftari Osi Mishair Vachulu Potter Vachin Amanash Ein Lacha Alai Ona Amanash Ein Lacha Alai Din Ona Vachin Amanash Lo Tishmiten Shrius. So where he's being Masa, that there's no Din of Ona of Shirksos, he's really changing the institution. He's saying there's no Din, the whole thing's different. But if he just wants to be Mocha and Poter, so that he can incorporate into the Tanai or whatever. You can do it tonight like that.
So what's the chiluk here? I mean, I want to see the chiluk clearly. What clearly is the chiluk here?
Well, he's saying when he's saying that there's no din, so he's modifying the nature of the institution itself.
You know what he said before, that she can't be Mochel?
Yeah, it seems to be
the sheet, though.
As before, you can say the pshat is an amanas shetimchali.
That's creating a whole new institution of kedusha.
But the mechila won't be chal because of nazir. Remember that? You can't say that the tanai is an agreement between him and her. And he's saying to her that amanas yidul maisa mechila. But the mechila won't really be chal, because then you're going to have a problem with nazir. Remember that?
Right. Right. Which wouldn't suffice to answer that problem by nazir. Right?
Right.
Right. He's saying the mechila would work, no?
Meaning that the mechila won't work.
Over there or
over
here?
Over there. Right, but over here he's saying, because he's assuming there tanai bata on yom kodeshes.
So why? But over here he's assuming the mechila will work.
Because he's saying it's different from that. That case is where the case of the Gemara.
There it's because it's machatzayim.
Right. Because you're right. Because the way it's been formulated.
Right. And what is he saying over here?
After the fact.
But now he's saying if you formulate it properly,
yeah, that was
then it really will be a mechila. You don't just want her to be mechila. It really will be a mechila. She'll be mechila.
So what's the difference between this mechila and that mechila?
And over there, you mean when he said that even if he just wants to be mocha and if she's mocha, it's not going to work, but he's happy?
Right.
Because there he's forming as mechil anyway. It's not that there's no din.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like
the word mechila here is being used in two senses. In the original sense, in Taisus, where he's saying the mechila, her mechila won't work.
Right.
He means that the mechil will effectuate an actual chalos in the yeschaivos.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he means. That you can't do because it ain't kedushin lachatzayim.
But after the fact.
But what?
After the fact.
Yeah. What do you mean by after the fact? Good. What do you mean by after the fact?
If the chalos exists, then
what?
Decide not that I don't want the thing.
That so what do you, so be more precise, a little more precise, what does that mean? He agrees not to be Taveya. That's the horrible harm. That's a different kind of a tnai. That's a tnai mi b'chutz. See, that's what Rabbi Chanan is saying. That's his chesh. When you first look at Rabbi Chanan, I'll tell you honestly, when I first saw it the other night, I don't understand what he's talking about. It just sounds like games. I mean, like, he's just playing around. I mean, say it this way, say it that way. I mean, what's the difference how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
But after giving it a lot of thought, I realize that he really is saying a very deep idea. He's saying there's a difference between mechila, where you create a difference, a change in the chalos of the eschaivos, and between mechila, where you simply say, I'm not going to exercise my rights.
Right, give up your chesed.
Yeah, I'm not going to exercise my rights.
So should be over still by Onah, should you be over the Esra then?
if you say that what? Amanas on the condition that you don't exercise your right of tviya.
Right.
So that you could do.
But isn't it still an esser then?
What's an esser?
Should be asr, you should be asr to do that.
The question isn't whether it's us or not. The question is...
I thought it was...
He's agreeing with it. He's agreeing, isn't he?
Who the Nisan or whatever. He's agreeing he's not going to be Tovea.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, be... Right.
No,
I said
that.
That'd be
no esser. Well, why should we... I know that there may be right. I'm not an idiot. I know there may be rights there. I'm not going to exercise my rights.
But you're not going to be exercising.
It's a fee I'm not going to exercise. Oh, but I'm not changing the internal structure of the entity.
So it still is.
I have those rights.
Still is Onan, and you're still fine.
That's right.
Right.
You can say
I have those rights, I'm just not going to use them.
That's a Bahamas
clip. Right. You can still say it's us.
Only how often can you have something like this?
That's right. So simple whether you can do it. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a double pashut.
Right.
But it is a chiluk.
And how, you theoretically could have said
He was a Talmud of the Ri. Somebody looked it up for me. Yeah. Rav Hanan was, that's what they say. If you could trust the Rishon. I put the Rishon.
And what?
He doesn't mean shetim choli, that you should effectuate a change. You're not going to be Tevedas. You're not going to be Tevedas.
Rather, he means?
It means a tiftery.
No, but I'm saying in the first case.
In the first case, it means that she really should be mochel the schusen, and they shouldn't be chal.
Right. That he can't do. That there's no chiyuva.
That's right.
Me mochel the fact mochel that he's just here without
change.
Fiyuva.
Change the character.
And that's equivalent to saying that there's no din, there's no din.
Right.